When our family was on Cape Cod a few years ago, our friends that we were staying with were about to call their daughter in New York one Saturday evening. Then we heard, "Oh no, we can't call until after sundown." Now, our friends are Christians, but their daughter converted to Judaism when she married and made a choice with her new husband that they would follow the laws of Orthodox Judaism. On Friday sundown, they discontinued all work until sundown on Saturday. Most important, I think, are the facts that they don't drive their car, or turn on the TV, or cook, or do much that might be interpreted as work, according to the Jewish tradition. It's a day of worship and rest. When they are at home, after going to the synagogue, they eat food prepared the prior day, read or play games with the children. No work is done, and they don't answer the phone. Can you imagine? No, that's true. When we were on our way back to Virginia, I turned to my husband and I said, "What did we do during the week we were there? Did we just relax and do nothing special? I never sat and read for an hour or two, and I never relaxed out on the deck chair to enjoy the sun and the birds and their songs. Just rest. Perhaps spend time with God." Have you ever felt like there were so many demands on you that you just might suffocate if you didn't come up for a breath of fresh air? Most of you know what I mean. Maybe not every day, but on occasion it happens. The cell phone is ringing, the kids are crying, the toilet's leaking, and the dog is barking, and your spouse wants to know what's for dinner. Is this how the apostles felt at the beginning of the gospel lesson when they came back from their travels? They had been preaching and teaching the people without Jesus. They gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and all that they had taught while they were on the journey. We don't know exactly what they shared with Jesus, but they must have been busy and very tired. Jesus said, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." They had not even had time to eat on their journey. Rest or peace? These are words that we hear often enough. But do we really understand their importance in our lives? When we read through the Gospels, you don't hear of a frantic Jesus, do you? He's taking a calm pace from day to day as he goes about his ministry. You never hear Jesus in a hurry. Even when one of Jesus' closest friends, Lazarus, was on his deathbed, Jesus took his time getting to Bethany. How is it that Jesus moved through life so slowly, and yet he accomplished so much? Is there something we contemporary Christians have missed? Jesus set an example. He is our shepherd for you and for I to follow. We are a people too busy for our own good, too busy to stop and realize that in our frantic activity, we are actually accomplishing less. I realize that during the pandemic, we were more limited in our busyness, but what did you do with your free time? Many of us, you weren't driving to work or to the mall. You weren't going to the grocery store or dinner out or going to the movies. So it should have given you a lot of extra free time. When we stop being busy, then God has a chance to speak to us. That doesn't mean we hear God's voice like Moses did. Listening to God is really about being open to God's presence and restoring ourselves to our relationship with Him. During that presence, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we might hear God's voice through our reflections or through scripture verses. And sometimes I hear it through one of my friends saying what I know in my heart God is saying to me. Perhaps we have a sense of God's love for us and His grace that comes to us freely. In the Old Testament, the idea of rest was tied up with the divine concept of Sabbath. In Exodus 31, we read, "Tell the people of Israel to keep my Sabbath day, for the Sabbath is a sign of the covenant between me and you forever." It helps you to remember that I am the Lord who makes you holy. The truth is that the Sabbath was given in order for Israel to rest, and in that rest, to worship its God and Savior. In Sabbath time, we should remember to celebrate what is beautiful and sacred. We sing songs, light candles, tell stories, eat and share with friends and family. When we act from a place of deep rest, centeredness, peace, we are more capable of cultivating right understanding and right actions and right efforts for whatever it is we're going to encounter. It seems like such an obvious thing, and yet we human beings constantly underestimate our need for rest. Not just sleep. Rest and worship one day a week. Not much in a sense, but a good beginning to set as a goal for ourselves. One day a week. One day to try to resist the tyranny of too much or too little work and to celebrate with God and others, remembering thereby who we really are and what is really important. We need Sabbath. When Sabbath comes, feasts are to be served, and all God's children are to play, not work. Actually, I'm so old that I remember when there were no stores open on Sundays. No youth sport games on Sundays. And after church, it was time to have a family meal, read, take a nap, or just visit some friends. That's what we did on Sundays. It's gotten lost somewhere. In the New Testament, the Lord has provided us with the fulfillment of Christ as our true Sabbath rest. We know that on this side of heaven, we're always going to observe that Sabbath rest imperfectly. We're always going to push ourselves to the limit without realizing the rest that we need, without sometimes taking the Lord up on His invitation when He says, "Come with me and get some rest." Yet, all through today's second reading from Ephesians, we heard of the peace that Christ brings to us. That's only if we're open and available to that peace. Don't let anyone take the joy of God's rest away from you by burdening you with standards that are not God's standards. May rest and peace be a part of your day. Accept the gift of God, a Sabbath rest. Amen.